It's VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Vohman. Here is some of the news making headlines today. The United States hit a record number of new coronavirus infections for the second day running, with over 94,000 cases. This comes just days before voters decide if Republican President Donald Trump should remain in the White House. Mr. Trump's Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, intensifies his attacks on President Trump as they battle over the American Midwest, chasing every last vote in a region that propelled Mr. Trump to victory in 2016. Rescuers race against the clock to save people buried under rubble as hundreds spent a terrified night in tents after a powerful earthquake claimed 27 lives in Turkey and Greece. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara seeks re-election in a presidential vote marked by an opposition boycott and clashes over his bid to secure a contested third term. Russia says it will provide necessary assistance to Armenia in its conflict with Azerbaijan over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh if fighting reaches Armenian territory. French police are trying to learn if a young Tunisian suspected of stabbing to death three people in a knife rampage in a Nice church had outside help as they arrest another man believed to have contacted him in the run-up to the killings. Georgians vote in tightly contested parliamentary elections, pitting an unlikely union of opposition forces against the increasingly unpopular ruling party led by Georgia's richest man. And Slovakia begins a program to screen its entire population for coronavirus in what would be a global first. This is VOA News. An American citizen kidnapped by gunmen in Niger earlier this week has been freed, the country's defense minister told media on Saturday. The hostage, Philip Walton, described as the son of a missionary living in the country, was abducted Monday night on the outskirts of a village about 10 kilometers from the border with Nigeria. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed understanding that cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad could shock Muslims, but said that this could never be used to justify violence. Mr. Macron was speaking in an interview with Al Jazeera to be broadcast in full on Saturday. He said, quote, "I can understand that people can be shocked by the caricatures, but I will never accept that violence can be justified," end quote. The French president spoke in the wake of the killing of three people that we talked about earlier inside a Nice church by a suspected Islamist radical. Nearly a million people in the Philippines were evacuated from their homes Saturday as the most powerful typhoon of the year so far barreled down towards the country, with authorities warning of destructive winds and flooding. Typhoon Goni is expected to slam into Catanduanes Island Sunday with wind speeds of up to 205 kilometers per hour before crossing the main island of Luzon, the state weather forecaster said. It comes a week after Typhoon Mulave hit the same region of the natural disaster-prone archipelago, killing 22 people and flooding low-lying villages and farmland before crossing the South China Sea to Vietnam. And legendary British actor Sean Connery, best known for playing fictional spy James Bond in seven films, has died at age 90, his family told the BBC on Saturday. The Scottish actor, who was knighted in 2000, won numerous awards during his decades-spanning career, including an Oscar, three Golden Globes, and two BAFTA awards. Tributes immediately began pouring in for Connery, who was considered one of the greatest movie actors of his generation. "How infinitely sad to hear the news of Sir Sean Connery has passed away," stated a message on the Twitter account maintained for fellow Bond actor Roger Moore, who died in 2017. He and Roger were friends for many decades, and Roger always maintained Sean was the best ever James Bond. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.